The economic effects of the coronavirus outbreak have reached the U.S. food supply system, hitting farmers across the U.S. and here in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers have been forced to dump milk in some cases as demand from schools and restaurants has seen a huge drop. And now the Trump administration is stepping in with a federal aid program that will include billions of dollars in direct payments to farmers and ranchers across the country. Here's President Trump announcing that program earlier this month at the White House.
The program will include direct payments to farmers as well as mass purchases of dairy, meat, and agricultural produce to get that food to the people in need.
Ryan McCrimmon is an agriculture reporter who writes about the farm economy for Politico Pro. He's also the author of Politico's daily morning agriculture newsletter. Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you give us some of the broad outlines of this administration plan aimed at supporting farmers here?
Sure. So as you mentioned, there are two different pieces of this plan. It's about $19 billion in total. $16 billion will be essentially just direct payments to farmers. So these are farmers and ranchers who have seen their markets sort of disappear as the whole food system has been disrupted by this pandemic. And so the government is going to start sending out checks later in May to some of these farmers who have been hit the hardest. And then the other piece of the program is commodity purchases. So there's a lot of demand at food banks as unemployment has risen. And at the same time, as you mentioned, you have farmers dumping milk, dumping fresh produce in Florida. Really, this is happening across the country. So there's big gap between farmers who have an excess of food and a lot of demand for at food banks and other nonprofits. So the government is sort of stepping in to try to bridge that divide and purchase some of these commodities directly and then ship them to the food banks.
After past support for farmers affected by tariffs over the last couple of years, there were some concerns that a lot of the money went to wealthier, larger operations, to southern states at the expense of other states. Do we have a sense of how this money would be divvied out among kinds of operations and regions?
There are specific guidelines for where it's expected to go in terms of different types of farmers. For example, a lot of the money is set aside for livestock producers who have been among the hardest hit within agriculture. In terms of farm size, there are limits on the total money that can be sent to an individual farm per each crop or product that they produce. So there are payment caps, but there are not specific guidelines in terms of larger farms being excluded from the program. So this is the details are still sort of trickling out because the program has not been finalized yet. But there are a few sort of limits, and those that have been set up, there's actually a push by a lot of members of Congress to kind of unwind some of those restrictions on how much money can go to each farmer, because they think that a lot of members of the Senate and the House think that the program won't be as effective if you start putting a cap on how much each farmer can receive.
This is kind of a pivotal time in a lot of kinds of agriculture in the country with, you know, loans coming in, planting, that kind of thing. What's the timeline for this money to get to people, as a lot of them need it probably sooner than later?
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of anxiousness to really get this funding out there as soon as possible. So the Agriculture Department has accelerated the process. That said, we're not expecting checks to start going out from the government to farmers until the end of May at the earliest, and that's already a fairly ambitious timeline. It takes time to file some of the necessary documents in the Federal Register and things like that, get even the computer software up for farmers to apply and prove the sort of damage that they've incurred from the pandemic. So there's a lot of steps that go into this. So they're working fast, but aiming to get money out to farmers mid-May to late May, or as late as June. But as you know, there's certainly a need for this quickly. This is something that's been going on since March, and a lot of farmers and ranchers are really hurting.
And you just said something that's an important distinction about this. Whereas there was that economic recovery spending passed by Congress that said, hey, everybody who makes under X amount of money, you're getting checks. In this case, it sounds like from what you're saying, farmers have to say, yeah, this is how coronavirus has affected my operation before they're eligible for that money. Do I have that right?
Yes. In general, it's known which parts of agriculture have been hit the hardest because you can track sort of the decline in commodity prices that trade on exchanges. So, you know, we know that dairy prices have fallen very steeply. We know that certain meat prices have fallen, at least at the farm level. So we know which groups will certainly have access to this. For other commodities that are, you know, there's some question about like hemp growers receiving aid through this program. For some farmers, they'll have to demonstrate specific losses. But for the biggest sort of groups, we know essentially where the funds are going to go.
Talking to Ryan McCrimmon from Politico, looking at federal funding aimed at helping farmers hurt by coronavirus and the various consequences of that. Some of the money also going to try to get commodities that farmers aren't able to sell because their customers aren't there anymore, maybe restaurants or schools, and trying to get it to places like food banks. And Ryan, let's talk about that part of the story in a little more detail. There's some logistics involved here in saying, okay, no, instead of that milk going to that processor, going to that restaurant chain, now it's going to food banks or the cheese or whatever the product is.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of logistical challenges because, you know, if you're dealing with perishable foods, and a lot of these farmers and food suppliers have these supply chains that they've been, you know, that they've set up after years and years of in the industry, and all of a sudden, all of these supply chains have been completely scrambled. Restaurants are closed, schools are closed, and a lot of farmers, I know dairy farmers in particular, sold a lot of their products to the food service sector, schools, restaurants. I've talked to some farmers in Florida who sold their crops to Disney World or to cruise lines, which are all, you know, they're not buying right now. So, and yet, as I mentioned, at the same time, there's this huge demand at food banks, especially amid the economic fallout. So really the challenge is to get food from A to B. There's plenty of food in the country. There's not a shortage, but it's that middle step, getting it from where it's grown to where it needs to be. And that comes with challenges, storing food, transporting it. So there's a lot that goes into that. So it could take some time.
I know there has been some criticism out there, Ryan, of the speed of the response from the USDA as this has developed. What kind of things have you seen?
Yeah, I mean, my colleague at Politico reported just yesterday that the department was sort of slow to step in when a lot of farmers and state officials had been calling for weeks for them to do something like this to sort of fill that middle ground. So, you know, it's been a month. It's been more than a month since this all started, and the commodity prices have really been falling and farmers have been feeling the pain. So there has been criticism that the department should have acted much sooner, while other federal agencies were sort of quickly scrambling to address this crisis. That has been one of the criticisms so far, that the Agriculture Department did not act fast enough.
Now, this is a moving target as we see meat processing plants closing, not because of government shutdowns, because they're essential businesses, but because of outbreaks of COVID-19 among their employees. And I guess that's creating new problems for livestock farmers now in this case. Is that something that we're hearing from the USDA on so far?
Absolutely. That's one of the biggest concerns, is that, you know, if these plants shut down, that puts a strain on the meat supply. And, you know, there's nowhere for the people who are actually raising these animals to sell them. And that is one of the biggest concerns right now, which is why you see a lot of the money in this aid package is sort of earmarked towards livestock producers, because they have been among the most affected by the pandemic, along with dairy farmers and sort of the fresh produce growers in Florida, California, and around the country.
As we wrap up, Ryan, what do you have your eye on next?
What I'm watching next is what follows this first initial stimulus package. Congress is going to come back in session pretty soon, and we know that there's already a lot of calls for a lot more money than what was already provided for agriculture. So the first stimulus package, Congress gave the Agriculture Department about $23 billion total in additional spending authority. There have been calls already from a lot of members of Congress for about $50 billion more. So there's a lot of pressure, not only for more money, but to address certain parts of the industry that were sort of left out of the first stimulus package. There was a huge push to get aid for the ethanol industry, which has been affected by the slowdown, well, the complete drop off in driving. So there's been less gasoline consumption, which has therefore affected ethanol demand. And that's been a very, very challenging sector. So there's a lot of interest in helping ethanol and other groups as well.
Ryan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Ryan McCrimmon with Politico Pro's daily morning agriculture newsletter with us today to take us through federal aid programs aimed at helping farmers affected by coronavirus.